Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
With a sale of his Rentham home set to go through, former Massachusetts Senator Scott Brown is once again fueling rumors about a potential bid for one of the U.S. Senate seats in New Hampshire. Brown owns a vacation home in Rye, New Hampshire, and reportedly plans to move there. How might Brown be received in New Hampshire? For reaction in New Hampshire political circles, we turn this morning to James Pendle, political director at WMUR-TV in Manchester, New Hampshire, and author of WMUR's Political Scoop. Good morning, James. Welcome back to Morning Edition.
Thanks for having me back on.
James, you have a piece in Politico out today called The Flirt. I want to know what your take is. Is Brown in this Senate race? And if not, what do you think his ultimate goal is here?
Well, he has been quite the flirt since April when he first announced that he wasn't done with politics and that he wasn't going to rule out a run against Gene Shaheen. This is, of course, back in the day when he could have run for Massachusetts Senate. He could have run for Massachusetts governor. He has been since to Iowa twice talking about a run for president. So your question is a very good one. It's one that's often asked. But the real question we're asking is he even being serious at all? And that's a really complicated question to answer. A lot of trajectory and all the signs point to yes, but there are a lot of big reasons to say no, he's not at all.
For example?
Well, his big address this week is to speak to New Hampshire Republicans on Thursday night. Is it a moment to talk with key activists and donors? No, he wants to make sure that he can sell his book. Look, here's a guy who's been able to find a way to make a lot of money at a law firm, on Fox News, to try to sell more books, and all of this attention does help all of those separate jobs.
All right, let's assume for a second, and we're only assuming for a second, that he is going to run in New Hampshire against the Democratic U.S. Senator Gene Shaheen. First of all, he has to get through the Republican primary, or he has to be welcomed, at least, by New Hampshire Republicans. Are New Hampshire Republicans out there with open arms and welcome for him?
They have never been more warm to the idea than they are right now. But that doesn't mean he's not going to have problems. And when he first started talking about this, you had major Republicans saying that this is just offensive to even bring it up because there are real candidates who are really going to run after all, and this is just a sideshow. But now, all those serious candidates, one by one, has announced that they're not going to run. And Republicans desperately want to put this race into play. Right now, it is not. And if Scott Brown can do that, there's going to be a lot of people who are going to line up to try to get him in the race, and some are right now.
Do you think he'll be welcomed with open arms by people on the far right in New Hampshire or by pro-gun advocates? Because I'm asking because of Brown's stance on gun rights issues that has been a mixed bag of sorts, saying at one point that an assault weapons bill should be left up to the states and then coming out in favor of a renewed federal ban after the Sandy Hook school shooting a year ago. Is that a problem for him there?
Bob, I'm really glad you brought that up because everyone just focuses on how big of an issue will carpetbagging be for Scott Brown. The big problem are his political positions. He's going to be protested at his event Thursday night by gun rights advocates who think he's too soft on guns. And he's going to be protested from the left, from people who give the same argument that Elizabeth Warren did, that he's too tight with Wall Street. The political path for him is really, really difficult. And it may be something that he decides, you know what, it's just not worth it.
And what about Democrats? What are you hearing from Democrats in New Hampshire? Are they worried about a potential candidacy of Scott Brown in a U.S. Senate race against the incumbent Democrat, the very popular Gene Shaheen?
Well, this is a conversation that begins with as opposed to what. Democrats clearly would rather have three candidates who are already in the race, who have a much harder time defeating Gene Shaheen and a much harder time raising serious money to do that. Scott Brown's a wild card. On the one hand, they really like the idea that the race would be high profile and that Gene Shaheen would obviously be able to raise the kind of money she would want to raise. On the other hand, here's a guy who was counted out when he ran for the Massachusetts Senate against Martha Coakley, and he pulled it off. If I'm Gene Shaheen, I'd rather him not be in the race. But there's certainly been a level of excitement given the fact that he is now the most exciting non-candidate candidate not named Hillary Clinton.
Bottom line, in the midst of all this speculation, what do you think? Do you think that he'll run?
I went from about 0% in April to 2% in September, and now about at 48%. There's no question that the trajectory is pointing to yes. I just haven't got over the hump yet. The important point to mention here is that he's winging it. For us to sit here and try to figure out what the strategy is and what the game plan is and what his advisors are saying, he doesn't have any. So that could mean that he could decide tomorrow, you know what, I'm going to run. Or it could mean he can decide tomorrow, see you guys, I fooled you, I'm not running. But right now, it's very hard. He has boxed himself in. He has let this thing go on so long that he could move to New Hampshire and have the Republican Party all feeling duped and really mad at him if he doesn't run right now.
Ooh. James Pendle, political director for WMUR-TV. Thanks a lot for joining us this morning.
Thank you.